Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, God is good. That was a good word. Amen. A real good word. You know, and we're going to be baptizing people in faith. You know, we've already got it. It's beginning to get it ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we should be starting baptism classes shortly, and just spend some time encouraging you and just emphasizing the points of baptism. And as we move forward together, as you might have noticed, there's a little bit more room in the building. We managed to sell 60 chairs. The wooden chairs have all gone. Hallelujah. And some other things that we didn't need, so we managed to get rid of those as well. And praise God, we got more money than what the man offered. I pressurized him for more money, and we got more money, so praise the Lord. So, amen. Thank the Lord for that. God is good to us. We'll use that towards kitchen and whatever else we're doing at this stage in preparation for the future. You see, people seem to be closing down, but we're planning for the future. It's faith. It's faith. It's faith. We're walking by faith. We arrive here by faith, not by accident. We arrived here by a faithful appointment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not here as an accident. You're here by an appointed faith in God. Hallelujah. You know, we've built our lives on faith, Grace and I in particular. And you know, we live by faith. We operate through faith. By faith you are saved. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You know, it's a gift from the Father. And it is wonderful. I mean, all Daniel's doing is he's preparing the ground for me to begin to preach on healing again. You know, because it is by faith when you pray for the sick that people are healed. You know, and people have told me for years, oh, healing was for the day of the apostles. It's no longer for today. Well, guess what? I believe it's for today. I've seen it happening today, and I believe it will continue for today. Hallelujah. But we have to take this word, and this word has to begin to function and to operate in our lives powerfully. Amen? And we let it flow, and we let it move, and we need a body. Do you hear that? We need a body of active people walking in faith, acting in faith, believing God to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Through the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the precious anointing of the Holy Spirit on our lives, we need to be hearing the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the rivers flow. Let the anointing flow. Let there be a precious anointing on this congregation for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, last week we prayed for Daisy, was it? You know, and within 2 hours, there was an immediate change. From darkness into light. From deliverance by the captivity of sickness and disease into freedom in Christ Jesus. And it's not over yet. But you see, I've got this book somebody gave me this many years ago. It's the life story of John G. Lake. I've never read all of it. I dip into it and I just go back to it at different times as I feel led. And I felt led today, so I dipped into it today. And I hit the spot where it talks about how he came to Christ and how he came into the healing ministry, a powerful healing ministry. And you know, it is just mind blowing how even he was taught all those years ago that it's not for today. It's not for today. Well, I'm telling you, it's for today. This man had one of the most powerful healing ministries in the world. And he went to South Africa and established churches after churches. He was known worldwide because of the healing ministry through the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not forget that. But it is through that, and the man that set him on his way is another man called Alexander Dowie. If you find books and materials by them, read them. Read them. They will inspire you to be inspired by faith. Hallelujah. You know, we need, as we read the Word of God, we have to allow the Word of God to mold us, to shape us, to change us. Hallelujah. The Word of God is there to change your stinking thinking. We hear people say, this cannot be done. You've not seen God at work. You've not experienced God at work. This can be done. If God has appointed it, if God has called it, it can and will be done. We need to just continue to partnership with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to partnership with the Word of God. How are you feeling? You're feeling good. We prayed with you last week. Have you been better? Praise God. Yeah. This is why we need to give glory to the Lord Jesus. That through prayer, through the name of Jesus, through the Word of God, sickness and disease, well, sickness anyway, hallelujah, we're not dealing with the rest of it, that's the natural process of what God intended, but hallelujah. But you know, the promise of the Lord is that we are delivered from the curse, we are the blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am blessed. Hallelujah. And every moment, every day, I am blessed. Amen. We are the blessed. We are called in that mighty name. God has called us by faith. And God wants your faith to arise and let its enemies be scattered. Amen. Let its enemies be scattered. You are not a people of fear. You're a people of faith. You know, when somebody threatens you, just say, well, in the name of Jesus. I once threatened that I was going to lose my job on the Friday. Come Monday, you were in the director's office and basically was intimated that you're in for the chop. Well, I prayed about this because I knew I had done nothing wrong. But somebody had lied. And so I went to the Lord. And I prayed. And the Lord said to me, all is well. So I went to work on the Monday. All is well. And I was supposed to be in the director's office Monday morning at 9 o'clock. He wasn't there. 10 o'clock. He wasn't there. I kept ringing. Where is he? 11 o'clock. He's not there. 12 o'clock. He's not there. And the devil's saying, see, it's coming though. It's coming. You know, dragging it on. Trying to drag it on. And drag it on so that you fall because the pressure is coming against you. And it's like, no, God has made a promise. And one of the other senior directors who was... I should have had a good relationship with him. If I said to him no, he knew I meant no. If I said yes, he knew I meant yes. He trusted me to the nth degree. But he was on holiday. And when I finally got the call at lunchtime to go to the office, I walked in. And he wasn't on holiday. For some reason he'd come back. I went into this office with the two of them. And this director began to accuse, the finger of accusing at me. He sat at a great big 6 foot plus long glass table. And he was so angry that he banged down on the table so hard I thought, oh God, he's going to smash it. I really thought he was going to smash the tabletop. He was so angry. Well, yeah, we had problems in the company, but it wasn't me to blame. And I was just about to answer him when this other director spoke on my behalf. I never uttered a word the whole time I sat there. Every time a question was asked, this other director answered him. And I just sat there. And I came out and I said, well, thank you, Lord. I've not even had to speak. He went before me. You see, when you're appointed to a place, when God has called you and placed you in a place, nobody can remove you, only God. So we walk by faith. The devil can't take you out. Only God takes you out. He knows what time you're leaving this earth. The devil doesn't. But the devil wants to try and defeat you. The devil seeks to destroy lives and steal lives constantly. But God has come to give us life, and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. God has come to give you abundance. God has come to set you free. And it is a walk of faith. Some days it might not feel like it. But that does not change. It's not, as Daniel said, it's not what you're feeling. Faith does not walk on feelings. Faith walks on what it cannot see. It walked on the promises of God. For 20 years we could not see this building. But we believed through the eye of faith there was a building. Wow. And here it is. It has appeared. Thank God for that. 25-year faith walk. So, you know, don't say faith does not exist, because it does. And the church needs to arise in faith. The church needs to get hold of God. The church needs to get hold of the Word of God and say, I believe. Help my unbelief. I believe. Help my unbelief. Glory to God.